Minecraft. Diary of a Minecraft Dork Steve, Book 4. Pig Race. An unofficial Minecraft diary book, written by the MC Steve and narrated by Dork Steve. Monday morning. The preparation room, also known as my bedroom. Okay, so if I do this right, we might just make it to the other side. It's gonna be tough, but I've been planning this for a good few weeks now, and I believe we can make it through as long as we stick to the plan. First off, let's check that we have everything we need. Food. I've been growing wheat in my back garden for a while. Sure, the first few batches didn't work out so well because I forgot that they needed water, but I figured that out now. Okay, my mom told me. I can cut them down and plant some more, and we were able to make some bread from that. It's not much, but it's something. Mom also bought some apples. They aren't the best. Ew, fruit. But they'll help bolster our supplies if we begin to run out. I wonder if I can persuade her to make a cake. Shelter. This one's been tough ever since Mom shut down my idea for building a cellar underneath the house. I tried to tell her it was for her own protection, but she continued to complain about the mess I made when I started hitting the wooden floor with a pickaxe. She kept saying, "I don't like the color of the carpet. It might get changed." But when I started to hit it with a pickaxe, it suddenly becomes, "Hey, precious carpet, and I'm out of control." She took away my pickaxe. Spoil sport. So, I've had to make do. I built in a wooden shelter in the living room. Mom thinks it's an art project for the school at the moment, but if danger strikes, we can dive under it and use it for protection. Yes, I know lying was wrong, but this is for survival. Weapons. After Mom took away my pickaxe, I didn't have any form of protection. That was until Alex taught me how to make a wooden sword from a tree in her garden. It's a bit wonky, and there's a trig sticking out of it, but I think I can look scary enough if I grip my teeth and go, "Arr, arr." I know this because I've been trying it out in the mirror.